Back now with Day to Day. Titer is a one-man singing sensation from the Faroe Islands. These are islands clustered between Iceland and Norway, tucked up there in the North Atlantic. Our music critic Christian Bordahl happens to be from that area. He was born in Norway. And so Christian brought Titer into our studios here at NPR West to talk and play some songs off his new album, The Singer.
I'm in love with a girl I don't know.
Titer says the Faroe Islands are an idyllic place for kids to grow up.
Very small islands, actually. You can always sort of see the water wherever you are. And it's quite isolated from the rest of the world.
As he grew older, however, the isolation began to feel like confinement. And at age 17, he moved with his family to Denmark.
And it just seemed like a good idea at the time. I was a teenager, I was bored, and I wanted to play music and go somewhere else.
Though he no longer lives on the Faroes, Titer has maintained a close connection to his homeland. And on his new album, The Singer, he's harnessed some of the bleak iconoclasm and introspection that resides in those far-flung reaches of the Scandinavian soul.
You got sapphire eyes, and that's okay. I've seen that before, it's nothing new. You can look at me that way if you want, but don't let me fall in love with you.
The Singer is Titer's third English language album, and it was recorded on yet another picturesque Scandinavian island called Gotland, where he even found some local musicians to add to the mix.
We found out that there was a great brass band in Gotland, and then we just set up a girls' choir. We found also this musician that lived on Gotland. That's amazing. He'd done a lot of the music for the Pippi Longstockings. You know, because that was all shot on Gotland. All those TV series, the Pippi Longstockings.
Ingmar Bergman also lived on a tiny island off the northern tip of Gotland for much of his life and shot some of his movies there. And a melancholic, Bergman-like fascination with relationships and the human condition pervades the stories on The Singer.
Well, it's still the same, nothing has changed. We still drink the same water.
When he joined me in the studio at NPR West, Titer played the title track from his new record. With its mixture of direct storytelling, subtle humor, and musical minimalism, the song sets the tone for the rest of the album.
I always had the voice, and now I am a singer. The audience grows silent when I open up my mouth. I sing about my loneliness, and in return they thank me. I'd never meant to be singer, but I'm slowly getting used to the idea.
On his new album, Titer channels a Scandinavian vibe into slow, often dark songs that can feel more like musical fragments because of their sparse instrumentation and lack of traditional pop song structure. But if you're willing to go with him to that quiet, sometimes beautiful, sometimes harsh, contemplative place, he'll make it worth your effort.
Ooh-hoo.
Oh, and he has managed to squeeze in this one light, upbeat pop number called
Catherine the Waitress.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
If you only knew where my mind is.
That's Titer. His latest CD is called The Singer, and to hear the songs he played live in our studio, go to npr.org/music.